Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
God.
Did you see it?
Oh.
Did you see it?
My.
I know. It's insane.
God.
It's insane.
You're starting with the big bang.
I had a nerdgasm last night. Like, huge.
Because of the new trailer.
Yeah. It was insane.
Did you already buy your tickets?
I did.
What time is your show?
I'm going twice in the same night.
You're going twice in the same night?
I'm going to the 8:30 and then the 11:30.
Wait. Now, your kid, I know Colton is not a big fan of, like, guns and explosions.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
So you're going to train him?
We're going to train him.
You're going to do mini Jedi training.
He's in intense two-month training.
You're going to be like, listen.
It's going to be like Clockwork Orange. I'm going to have his eyes pulled open.
Did you get the TCL, like, Chinese theater? That's the best theater.
No, I got the Chinese theater went like that. And so I'm at the Grove for the 8:30 and the 11:30. I wanted to do El Capitan. Looked like it was going to
happen.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. Because that's amazing. How was your week outside of Star Wars lingo?
It was okay. I got I had a physical today.
Did they make you cough?
Oh, yeah.
Did they cup you?
No, it was the weirdest ball feel I've ever had. Because I was laying down, and then...
You're like, this is more action than I get at home.
I was in the robe, and then it was more action than I get at home. And then he kind of stumbles over. Like, he was, like, cool the whole time, and then, like, he got really nervous for the ball thing, because we were talking earlier, and he found out I was a comedian. And so I think anything that I was going to do, he'd think, okay, he's going to talk about this, which I am. So I'm laying...
He's like, he's violating the code.
I'm sitting there in my robe up on the table, and he's like, just kind of lay back. So I'm kind of... It's a weird table, so I lay back, but my legs are hanging off the table. I'm not laying flat on the table. My legs are hanging off.
Your legs are limp.
So it's kind of a weird thing. And then he's like... And then he asked me to pull my underwear down, so I had to do like raise my butt up and scoop my underwear down to my knees. And then...
I'm uncomfortable just listening
to this. It's very awkward. And then he starts, rubbing my balls. Really.
But did he take you out to dinner first?
No, it was just a...
Did you put the hands behind the head? You're like, okay.
No, I thought that would have been inappropriate.
No jokes?
No jokes, no.
So was there just an awkward silence?
A man has my nuts in his hands. I'm not going to make too many jokes.
So nothing. You both just had an awkward silence.
I just laid there and took it.
Did you look in his eyes, at least?
No, I don't. Would you make eye contact?
No, a little wink and a smile.
Would you make eye contact?
No, I just kind of like, wait. I'm like, just tell me I'm all good. And then we're good. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And then I got a tetanus shot and a flu shot and blood drawn. It was awful day.
That sounds terrible.
But that makes me feel better. I forget all about it.
So tell me what your reaction was to the new trailer. You're thinking good things.
No, I know Han Solo's dying. That's like a given.
You think so?
He's a dead man.
I don't know.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi from episode 4. He's Qui-Gon Jinn from episode 1. They always kill an old dude in the first.
And he's the chosen one?
He's dying. I know it.
Dude, Chewie will never be the same.
I know.
That's going to be heart-wrenching.
It's going to kill Chewie.
Well, how was your week? What else did you do? Besides get your balls touched and watch Star Wars.
That was enough. That was enough.
I went to Not Scary Farm.
Oh, how was it scary?
Dude.
Didn't you go to Universal last year?
No, I've never gotten to Universal, but I wanted to do that this year.
Yeah.
I try to pack it all in.
Is Not Scary Farm really that scary?
It's pretty intense. I mean, honestly, like, I don't like clowns. Like,
I always hate
clowns, but, dude, they take the clown thing, like, over the top.
I always thought, like, if you ever wanted to kill someone, like, you have a serious vendetta, you want to murder someone, like, that would be the best place to do it.
Not Scary Farm?
Because it's dark, everyone's screaming.
Well, there was a riot in the middle of the park. And you know what the
funny
thing is?
Like an actual real riot?
Like an actual real riot. And I only heard about this later. And they were like, they had to keep all the clowns, like, safe.
So why was there a riot?
Because I guess there was a riot against the, like some clown got
there was a clown uprising
beat up or something. So
wait,
so
what? They beat up a clown?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I just know that there was some scuffles and some crazy.
So
shit
someone
going
got
on.
So scared they started beating up the people.
I think so. And what then they were like, the park was like, get the clowns out of there, get the clowns. So there was just like a room full of clowns, just like when do we
there's
when
a
do
room
we go back
full
in?
Of scary looking yeah, clowns yeah, that yeah. are being scared.
None of that though. No, but it's pretty intense if you've never done it.
I think it's the best place to murder someone.
Well, it's the mazes.
You would get away with it.
Dude, my heart
you would
like,
so
I,
get away
I
with
had
it.
Like palpitations, like my heart was jumping out of my chest. It was
you like that
pretty
feeling?
Intense. I do, because it makes me feel alive.
That feels alive. Makes me feel like scared and I don't like feeling scared.
Well, and then there's rides too, but I mean it's really packed, so it's a little
are
bit
there people,
intense.
Can they touch you? They can't touch you, right?
They used to be able to touch you. I went to the very first one when they used to like be able to touch you.
And like actually kidnap you.
They
and
get
take
so
you away.
Close, but they can't. But my girlfriend said she, last year, she said her leg got grabbed.
You guys should have sued.
Nah.
You should have totally
come
sued.
On, it's all good
it's
fun.
California, you should have sued.
I want you to take your kid there. Yeah, and not tell him, like, hey, take him to hey we're going to go to an amusement park.
No, I'm actually taking him to Not Spooky Farm on Saturday.
What's that? Is that like
it's
a kid
the kid version?
Version
on Saturday.
No, that's not scary. Is it like
that's why it's called Spooky Farm.
Yeah, but that's like not even.
Yeah, because you don't want, you can't traumatize 6-year-olds because they think it's all real.
Well, yeah, but that's part of the
yeah,
fun.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. You're
but
not going to
remember.
You're going to pay for the therapy?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's already got, he needs therapy just from the movies that you've taken. That's that. No. Yeah, did you do anything else? Did you perform?
I did a couple spots here and there. Nothing big.
Nothing crazy. Did you see any movies?
What did I see? I saw The Truth.
How was it?
Awful.
Just wait, terrible. Who's in that? Who's in The Truth?
Cate Blanchett, I think. It's about the cast was amazing. But it was just terrible.
Sell me on it right now. Who was in it? What was it about?
It was about
give me like a 30-second trailer. Not even a 10-second trailer.
It was, about the remember when George Bush was running for a second term and there was that scandal about him not...
I'm already out. I'm out. Just let me... Have you seen The Martian?
I saw The Martian.
Martian was good. I saw The Martian this weekend.
It wasn't that good.
What?
Nobody was in danger.
What about Black Mass? You see Black Mass?
No one was in danger
Black
in
Mass
The Martian
was good.
Ever.
You've seen a lot of Black Mass in your time. I'm just kidding. Mm. I kid. No, what movies are you excited about? Are there movies besides Star Wars?
What's there's something coming out.
You were about
week.
To play the theme again. I totally just.
No, I was just moving it over so I could get to the beginning because the beginning's the best part.
So, yeah, look at his face.
Intensity. There's something coming out next week. I forgot what it is. Something I want to see.
Bridge of Spies?
No, I heard that was boring.
What about Crimson Peak? The little scary Guillermo del Toro? I don't know how to say his name. No? None of those? Not excited.
No.
Unless it's Star Wars. Unless it begins with Star and ends with Wars, you're not interested.
I'm actually not. I don't know. Well, no. It's going to be hard watching Han Solo die.
Well, we'll see.
It's going
to
be hard.
You want to care to make it interesting? You want to make a little wager on it?
Yeah, I'll bet you $100 he dies.
$100? You're that sure?
Yeah, I'm that positive.
God, about. Actually, you probably have done some research.
I'm that positive he dies.
I could do like 50 because that's like a casual bet. But if you
start, but besides the fact that Harrison Ford wanted to kill Han Solo in Return of the Jedi, and Lucas wouldn't let him.
And now
plus,
that's right.
I think the only way they got him back into the franchise is J.J. Abrams was like, okay, we'll kill him. We'll give him a great death scene. So I think that's why he came back. Plus, Star Wars it's rhythmical. It's a
go
rhythmic,
on, Eddie.
If you press your fucking Playboy, I'm going to break it over your ass.
Sorry.
But it repeats. They repeat themes. They repeat things. Like the trilogy repeats things from the original trilogy to the prequel trilogy.
I want to know why the black guy's always tired in the trailer.
He's
always out of breath.
He's
like,
running.
But he's like out of breath and sweaty in every scene that I've seen. Because
it's a commentary on black men in society.
You think so?
They're always running.
No, I mean, honestly, like, I don't even know. Do you know his character?
Yeah.
I mean,
did you not see the trailer? Did you see him take the helmet off? Yes. He actually said what he did in the trailer.
Right.
You didn't even see the trailer.
I didn't see the trailer.
You're such a poser.
I will, though, when I go home.
You're a poser.
No, I saw it all on Facebook. I've been working on music.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. I'll watch it. I promise you tonight. I will watch it.
I don't care anymore.
You're sad. You're pissed. You're mad at me.
I am a little.
It's all right.
A little mad
well,
at you.
I'm just gonna. Oh, look, our special guests have arrived a little early.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Mr. Brian Jordan Alvarez. Did I say all
that?
Yeah, that's your
names? Brian Jordan Alvarez.
All right. You almost have three first names.
Yeah, but Alvarez is definitely not.
You're like, no. Alvarez. That's where I draw the line. And Miss Stephanie Koenig.
Yeah.
Did I say your last name right?
No.
Damn.
Although I...
Well, how do you say it?
I change it. I'm really torn because it's spelled K-O-E, so it looks like Koenig, but...
It should be Koenig.
Like Walter like Koenig from Star Trek.
Wait. No, wait a minute. That's the American way to say it.
What?
Because
it should
your
be
last
Koenig.
Name. Yeah, it should be
like
Koenig.
Koenig, yeah. But Koenig. Like, oh my God, that would be so annoying.
Yeah, that would be.
It's Koenig.
You'd be super obnoxious if you went around correcting people that way all the time.
I think you should do it. I think that should be your M.O.
Koenig.
You're like, excuse me, it's Ken. Every audition you do.
Oh.
Yeah. So how do they say your name in auditions?
That's the way to get work.
Well, to not confuse them, I say Koenig. But since Serial.
Serial. Sarah Koenig was
Sarah
on
Koenig.
Serial.
Everyone's like, oh, Sarah Koenig, Koenig, Koenig. And they're saying it right. So I'm convinced that my name can stick in your head. And
do you guys
you
know Serial, the food?
I've heard of it both.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it, but
I've heard of the killers.
I know the podcast.
And
I just
are there toys in it?
About.
Well, Stephanie Koenig, I'm sorry, but you.
Oh
name.
Yeah, that it's sucks. So hard to like watch you guys talk and not talk.
You're like,
and not
well, you can talk.
I know. I wish
there. That wasn't.
It's
a
so
role.
Hard for me to talk for that long. I want someone else to talk.
It looked effortless.
No, well, you know what? Eddie and I have a rapport. He's kind of like, I feel like he's like my older brother that I constantly can't wait to annoy.
Yeah,
and he's
can't
he's
wait
like
to wedge
ready
the
to...
fuck out of you.
Pretty much. That's our vibe.
Yeah, you
but
have good chemistry.
You guys were so quiet. It was nice.
Oh,
it's like,
thank you.
You're
man.
Welcome.
But now we've opened the bag of... whistles and bells and laughs.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're making noise.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You make me want to go to a haunted house.
Oh yeah, you had some great haunted house.
I've had some great haunted houses.
Like where
talk
a guy,
to us.
Like, took oh, you
like real haunted houses or?
Yeah, she went to a bad one.
Oh no, not.
Oh, like fake.
Well, I've had
houses.
Like real haunted houses.
Not like real ghosts.
It was actually the funniest thing I've ever. I mean, it won't relate here, but when she told me about it, I literally fell on the ground. This. She went into a room and this guy.
I'll tell it, but it's really inappropriate.
Tell it.
Please,
I don't,
please.
It won't be as funny as like when I
was talking about my
him.
Balls getting fondled. So.
This is like, very, I mean, it's
set the mood. Wait for this long-ass soundbite to be over.
Just wait for it. It's just
oh,
setting it all
God.
Up. And here comes the fade.
So bad.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh,
where are we?
Okay.
See? That was good. She was there.
Freesoundboard.com.
I'm in New York City, and I'm on a date. A
yeah.
guy takes me on a date
hot.
To this, like,
super
to
hot.
A haunted house.
Super
yeah,
hot.
This is like
of course he does.
Date.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
yeah.
I was just
got here. The guy's smart. Cool. He's a smart dater.
He is. You would think.
Yeah. Well, first of all, yeah, starting off, he's A+.
Well, I took her there to kill her, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, that's why it's inappropriate, because he was trying... He's in jail now.
He did. He tried to kill me.
He's been arrested on...
So it was like $60 each, so we spent like a good like
jeez.
$120 on it, right? So it's an intense...
Wait, did
one.
You have to pay your...
Absolutely not. No.
Oh.
He started off strong.
Yeah, he did.
You're like,
yeah.
dude, nice. $60.
Guns a-blazing.
Yeah. I think it was 60. Maybe it was 30. I don't know. It felt
let's
like
let's make it 60 for the story.
It felt like 60.
Anyway, so go in and they do like the no touching, like you have to sign
yep.
something... You can't touch them or whatever. And we go through like a couple rooms together. And this is so inappropriate what they did. But I'm building it up. It's
this
not
is in
up.
New York.
I'm in,
this
I'm
is
in
New York, right? New York,
this
you
is
said?
In New York City.
New York City.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
It's a haunted house.
It's a haunted house. Anyway, so we go like the first room and it's like, ooh, scary. And then we go to the second room and like, you know, I'm like holding on to him. So like the date's going really well.
Okay. According to his
He's
plan.
Like, I'm totally going to do this.
According to his plan.
Yeah. And
good stuff.
We get in this room and this girl with like pigtails and like a little pajama outfit and like ghost white makeup is like, hello. And I'm like, oh, what's this bitch going to do? And she's like, see a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck. Pick up a penny. So we're like, all right, we pick up a penny.
Are there a lot of pennies on the floor or just
lots
one
of
penny?
Yeah.
Lots
I was like,
pennies.
What is this?
Yeah, that's what
but
I
like,
mean.
I knew she was going to single me out. Like, for some reason, she was like, hey,
you could
bitch.
Feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you dressed up for this. Like, I'm going to make this awful for you. But
are you wearing
like,
high heels and stuff, like clonking around in there?
Hey, what, it was probably like these boots, these
no.
sexy.
Oh, that's
boots.
These are actually made for walking.
Yeah. That was good.
Wait, here comes a slow ass rim shot.
I can't find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just let it go. Let it go.
Just for you, Eddie.
Gosh.
We got to get on that. We're in the room.
I'm trying.
This, girl's like,
this is why we need post-production for this show.
So she's like, see a penny, pick it up. I like that. So I pick up a penny, and she's like, what did you get, little girl? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, tails? And she's like, that's what I wanted you to pick up. Like, you get to go in the rape room.
Whoa!
What, the rape room?
I'm serious.
What?
I was like,
what the?
Where?
The rape room?
I'm serious. This is why I said it was inappropriate.
What year was this?
And your date was like, yeah, let's go.
What year?
Recent. It's
probably,
recent.
No, you know, like 5 years ago.
Still inappropriate.
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
I don't think there's a time when it was
appropriate. Yeah, yeah. Five years ago.
1896.
Things were a lot more open-minded.
Anyway, like, this isn't me. This is my story. So I have nothing. I'm not condoning rape. Anyway, so I went into the rape room. She's like, by yourself. So I go in this, like, dark,
Can you just say no? I don't want to go in the rape room by myself?
Yeah, but part of me was like, I'm interested.
You're like, you had me at rape.
No means yes.
Yeah. So I, like, go in there, and this is, like, this, like very large, like, bald-headed, scary...
Super hot guy.
Dude. Very,
super
very sexy.
Guy.
Super hot guy. Super hot mongoloid.
Like, oh, I'm gonna kill you! And he has, like, a strobe light, and you know, in his hand, and he has, like, a string that he's, like, wrapping around his neck, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna rape you! I'm serious. He's saying these things to me, and I'm like, oh my god!
Isn't that just so next level? They're like, what's scarier than Jeff? They're like, we should do a haunted house.
Where there's a rape room!
Are you gonna kill me and then rape me, or rape me and then kill me? Because...
But your date was like, well, go ahead.
Yeah, he's like, go, babe. Have fun. Yeah.
Raper.
Like,
knock it out of the park.
$60, make it worth something. You know, get what you pay.
Like, I wanted you to get really scared.
So I'm in there for like a nice amount of time, and I'm talking to
him. The guy, and you're trying to reason with the guy.
Yeah, well, I'm so freaked out.
Is he approaching you? Like, what's stopping him from
I mean, I wish I could show. He's like, he's talking so close to me, and I'm like moving around in the room like, oh, get away, get away. And he's like, oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm gonna rape you. And I was like, dude, you are so cool, by the way. Like, I can just feel that, like, I know you're acting right now, but you're so cool. Because I was so scared. I was trying to get him to get out of character.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he could rape me in this room.
Yeah.
And nobody could.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted you to think. So, I don't know. I was like, what's your name? Like, you're so hot. I'm serious. And he's like, oh, Bob. And
I'm like, oh. Bob's what he came up with?
No, Bob.
Was his real name?
Or did he just...
Oh, this could work out for me.
He just improvised Bob.
Oh, I like sexed him into thinking, like, I was like, ooh, you're so hot, while he was screaming at me. He's like, Bob. And I'm like, oh my God, I was like, when do you get off work? No, I remember asking him, are you equity? Is this equity?
What?
Which is like non-union or union in theater, because I really wanted him to be like, no, it's not.
And you're like, well, I'm with equity.
Not equity.
I know, I'm like, oh,
you're screwed.
Yeah. I walk out, and they're still there. Like, she's talking to the group, and my date's still there. And I'm like, oh, God, that was freaky. And I'm like, kind of stand next to him. And she's like, no, you still have to go in there in the rape room. And, like, pushes me back.
Jesus.
So I spend more time with him, and, you know, he's, like,
you get
screaming.
To know each other. Stockholm Syndrome.
This seems like it just gets awkward instead of scary.
This is way awkward way long ago.
So awkward. I'm going to finish this up really fast.
No, it's cool. I'm in.
We have another 40 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Act two.
So, yeah, I mean, he kept on saying these obscene things, like, I'm going to smear your blood all over the wall. And I was like, dude, what time do you get off tonight?
Seriously.
Like,
I'm so
done.
Hot for you right now.
Did you guys hang out?
And
I don't
he was
remember.
Like, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
He was so freaky. But he was like, 12 o'clock, around 12. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Let's meet. Anyway, so I finally got out of there and the group was gone. Like, my date, everybody was gone. So I was like, oh, okay, so I'll.
Were you there with Pigtail Girl?
Pigtail Girl, like, was looking around for the next victim.
God.
And I, like, ran, like, away from her. And into
Well,
the
where
next
was your
room.
Date when you came out of the rape room?
He went with the group because he was so freaked out to, like, hang back and go with me.
He lost points. Right?
And I'm screaming his name, like, I'm not going to say his name. Let's say it was, like,
Gerard!
Yeah, Gerard! I was like, Gerard! Gerard! Like, by myself in this haunted house. And I was smart enough to, like, hang back in, like, some scary, like, you know, womb room where it's, like, all red and, like, whatever. And I was waiting until the next group came along, and it was, like, a bunch of very big men with their girlfriends, and I went through the whole thing with those guys.
Dude.
And wow. It was like a 30-minute thing, and I was like, some girl just let me like cling on to her boyfriend's back, and wow. It was sweaty.
Did any of that group suspect you might have been part of the horror show?
I don't know.
I mean, you're getting ready to scare them.
I like that the other guy just took off. He just walked away like, yeah. Oh, you're going in the rape room? I'm going to go with the group.
I don't want anybody sloppy seconds. I'm out of here.
At the end, I was like, hey, Gerard, like, what the fuck? Sorry. Can
you
swear?
No,
that's all right.
Drop the F-bomb.
Like, no, you can't. No, you can't.
I won't.
You can fucking swear all you want.
So I was like, Gerard, what happened? And he's like, oh, I mean, I had to go with the group. I was like,
you had to go.
And I never...
No, he left you in a
wait,
rape.
How did that date end? You're like, yeah, call me.
Sorry, go.
No, go ahead. You first.
Wait, what?
Was it really his behavior that made you never go on a date with him again?
Yes.
Gerard.
I mean, he was already like.
And what's the update on Bob? He like moved out here. He probably has a series of
super obsessed with you.
He finally joined Equity.
Sack.
And
then finally.
She's been together for about 4 years now. No.
He's doing regional theater in upstate New York.
Good for Bob.
Yeah.
He's graduated from the rape room.
He's graduated.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your careers and then how you guys have been collaborating.
Yes.
So, Brian, you are a regular on Jane the Virgin?
I'm recurring right now.
Recurring. What's the difference between recurring and a regular?
It's similar.
Like you show up.
It just means if you're a regular.
You're not on as much.
Yeah. If you're a regular, you
you're regularly recurring.
Yeah, you work. Yeah, if you're a regular, you like work a deal with your lawyers and they have to like pay you a fixed amount. If you're recurring, then you're just on the show as many times as they want. And they like work you into the storyline.
Mm-hmm. So that must be fun. What's happening. Are you into the show?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's a smash hit.
You have to say that.
It is. Kidding. No, it is.
No, it is. It's a huge hit right now.
It was cool when I booked it because that's what I was like, I want to be on a fucking hit. I want to be on a hit. And then I booked this and I was like, oh, I'm on a hit.
You're like, now
I'm so bored
hit.
Being on this hit.
I'm so tired of being on this hit.
Now I need to be on a blockbuster.
No, I love it. And everybody's so nice there. And I don't know. What can I say? It's great.
And Stephanie, you were just on NCIS.
Yes.
Were you a dead body?
No.
Oh.
Although,
she's so alive.
Did you get killed?
I didn't. I.
She's the murderer.
I guess I can say now. I was a murderer. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I did have to do the life mask thing because I killed somebody who looked like me. So they used me for the body. And
wow.
That was a scary. Has anyone ever had a life cast?
No.
Cast? Is it mask? I don't know.
I've had friends put them on, or had them made.
Wait, you did just the whole body or just
whenever.
The face?
Just the face.
Wow.
Yeah, well, your whole head gets like covered with this silly putty stuff, and they do your ears first, and then they like work to the face, and like, okay, you're not going to breathe soon. Like, here we go.
Wow.
I mean, you can because it's like through your nose and your but they didn't give me a straw or anything. I mean, they were amazing, and then they put like hot plaster on your head that hardens really fast, and that's when you get like claustrophobic for. But
how
I was,
long
like,
did it take
dancing.
For you to do that? That's crazy.
It was like I think it was, oh gosh, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun though. Yeah, NCIS, great. It was good times.
When does it air? Did it air?
It already aired. Yeah, a couple weeks
ago.
Sorry,
don't watch it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Eddie's gonna watch it.
Yeah. It aired a couple of weeks ago.
It's the number one show in number one.
I've just
drama.
Been staring at a blank TV until the Star Wars trailer.
Nothing works.
Way to ruin the Star Wars movie for me.
Sorry.
Well, how did you two cross?
I'm trying
paths?
To get it out there
because you guys have been collaborating on these amazing shorts that I actually. I'm so entertained.
Thank
by.
You.
I'm so glad
so
you're
fun.
A fan.
No, I really am. Like, I watched them and I was like, this is fucking good. That's
thanks.
Why I emailed him. I got to get you on the show and talk about this stuff.
I know, I love it. Yeah. I'm super pumped about it. Yeah, we
met on like a student film back when, back when we were just total fucking nobodies.
Before I was on a smash hit.
Before we were on hit TV shows.
But we saw each other, you know. We were like, oh, you're actually
funny.
You're actually funny, you know.
And then I think he started, because Brian makes like some sketches by himself too. He makes a lot of either character sketches or very funny gay sketches that go very viral.
Yeah.
So he was making
you're like,
some.
Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah. And I joined. I teamed up.
I was starting to shoot some stuff, and some of it was pretty dumb. And then Steph. Some of it was doing well, and then Steph came to me with a few ideas, and they made me laugh so hard. Like this idea about what it's actually like to make plans with people.
Yeah.
Because whenever you're making plans with people, you're always just like, I can't do next month. But if we do,
it's great.
6 months from now, you know.
What's great about them is you actually talk about real situations.
Right.
And you actually talk about real thoughts that I personally have, too.
I love that.
Sometimes your reactions, both of you, I'd be like, oh, my God, that's me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, damn, this is good.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let me ask you a question. Let's pause for a second. So now, before you're superstars, let's talk about your training. How did you get into the world of acting? What made you both want to act? We'll go with ladies first, because you feel like I can sense you're like, I've got my bio ready to.
Well, I don't know. I've just been doing this forever. I feel like I did a lot of
They want a day job. That's why everyone gets into acting.
Yeah.
Comedy.
That's true.
I wanted to be a server. Really, really, really bad.
Love walking around.
I just, you know, I went to school for it, and I went to, like, Michigan State. And
big win this weekend.
Dude, that was amazing. Well, let's talk about that for 30 seconds. Holy shit. Punt, the punt of your life that turns into the most glorious victory.
My whole family they're all Michigan fans.
Oh! Fans. So you're the black sheep of the family?
Oh, I'm the black sheep. My mom, like, roots for me and will send me, like, side texts, like, ha 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 ha. They're all crying, but she doesn't tell them.
Oh, God.
But, like, my dad and my brother-in-law and my sister, they went to U of M, and so that was all I heard. I just visited them recently, and they were like, we're going to kick your butt.
Like,
and
yeah,
I was like,
maybe.
In what? I was acting like, I don't even care about that. Because I was like so afraid they were going to win, and that they would know that deep down I'd be so sad if Michigan State lost.
And it was such a blunder. Like, it was such a bad punt.
It was, yeah.
Blocked, turned into like, it was just like, what? Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Anyways, so you went to Michigan State.
Michigan State.
You studied theater.
I did a lot of musical theater in New York and stuff, and some films in New York, and then I moved to LA, and the rest is history.
And you're like, and now I'm here. Mm-hmm. Now
and
it's
then
all
I met Brian.
Yeah. All right, Brian, you're up. Tag in.
I went to USC.
I went to USC.
You
high five that.
Five.
Tough game this weekend.
I have no idea what happened.
We lost
in the game.
To Notre Dame. No, we lost to Notre Dame, but that's okay.
I can't believe that. With the way our team is. I'm kidding.
I know. I could tell. I was like, where have you been all season?
I like leave the room when football. Like,
did you study theater at USC?
Yeah, okay. Acting. I've been like making. I realized the other day that I've been making movies since I was like 8. And people sometimes are like, how do you know how to like shoot stuff? And I'm like, oh, I guess I've just been doing it so long. So that's it. I mean, I went to USC and then I've been acting ever since. And stuff is starting to kind of take off.
Are you from LA?
No, I'm from Tennessee.
What part of Tennessee?
Sticks of Tennessee, like by a lake.
You know where Trenton, Tennessee is?
No.
I was short time in my life.
Yeah.
It's kind of freaky.
Doing
what?
What'd
you do?
My parents were just like, let's go to Trenton, Tennessee, and we'll live here.
Really?
And
they
were
what? Like, oh, why would they ever do that?
Like, dude, and this is like, okay, let me tell you this. Early 80s, we walked into a segregated restaurant.
Wow.
And my family, we're Indian. Both my parents are like,
and you, we that don't just know blew their minds.
Yeah, blew their minds. They were like, what the fuck is this?
We don't got a tan area.
Yeah. So we stayed there for about 6 months a year, I think.
Wow.
And then we went all the way to California, to Glendale. I've been here ever since.
That's insane.
I was like 3 years old. The only memory I have is my neighbor had a frog. So.
Wow.
What part of Tennessee? What was the city?
Was the frog a racist?
Yeah.
Had to be.
Totally was.
Everyone
had
in Tennessee.
To be.
Swanee, Tennessee. It's like a really small town.
Swanee.
University town.
Well, let's play some of your clips that you guys have been doing. You guys
yes.
collaborate. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Which one's first? Do you want to just play it and then?
I feel like the first one I sent you was the Making Plans.
Well, let's do that one then.
Who knows?
When people try to make plans.
Yeah. I'm really good at guessing signs.
Oh,
you're such a Capricorn, aren't
yourself.
You?
Oh. No.
You're a Virgo?
No.
Okay, now I don't know how to stop
Yeah, you know you're
so.
Definitely not a Virgo.
That's my voice.
Oh, there we go.
Being
oh,
funny.
Nice.
So.
Well, let's set this up a little bit better. Which one are we doing?
Making plans.
Wait, which one you got? What it's actually, I think
like,
that's it.
What
yeah.
it's actually oh. like making
yeah,
plans.
Yeah,
there we go.
Woohoo!
Here we come.
But see, I saw when
what
people
it's
try.
Like making plans
so
with people.
You could see my mistake. It was could have been like.
Yeah, they all have like the same.
When people try. Yeah. Never mind. All right, here we go.
Sure.
Making plans.
Oh my God!
Hi!
Hey! How are you?
Seen you in forever.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah. My gosh, we actually need to get together.
Yeah, we never hang out. We always say we're going to hang out. We never hang out.
I'm holding you to it. Are you free next week?
Next week, I'm like booked all 7 days. And then the next few weeks after that are kind of intense. What about, you know what, this time next month, I really free up.
You know what, the next 6 months is really, really tough for me. But I think, like, next year, I'm going to be so free that I can totally hang out.
Next year, about this time next year, I think I'm getting another job. Do you know what would be fun is when I'm, I know that when I'm like 40 or probably even 48, my kids are going to be going like to college. Yeah. So I'll be alone in the house a lot. If you wanted to, I feel
sounds
like that.
Good. The only thing is I think around like 40, 48, I might be getting a divorce or like going through something traumatic. So I don't want to like, I want to block out that time for like me to spiral just a little bit. But definitely at like 80, I think I might die. So you're more than welcome to come to the funeral if you want.
Yeah. I think that could be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Great.
Okay, cool.
It's so good. I'll see you soon.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Yay.
Our studio audience loves it. No, but it's off the cuff and it's funny and it's got life to it. That's what's cool. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. I mean, honestly, Eddie, I know you're in that situation. It's like, let's have lunch. Yeah, I got a thing.
My life is just booked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
except for December 17th at midnight when I'm at Star Wars.
Oh, you're a week early. I thought it comes out on the 25th.
God, you're an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Do not pay attention to anything.
I'm lost.
Oh, my God.
I thought of that, like, that idea came into my head because my friend Marissa, I still have not seen her in, like, a year. Yeah. She lives in Sherman Oaks.
You still haven't done it since
she's like, you know what? I'm out of town this date, and any other date that you ask me, I'll be doing something.
But I feel like that is mostly Los Angeles.
That
like,
is Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's
that
like is, people in other places make time to see each other. Here, it's like we try to find reasons not to ever meet and get together with people.
Well, I feel like it's like people want to make themselves available for something either better or nothing at all. I'm waiting for something better, but really, I don't really want even that. You know, it's like
I don't
want
to commit to you.
Like, yes. Yeah. Commitment issues. Yeah. Los Angeles. What's going on with that?
Seriously. Yeah, that one's coming.
So how long did it take for you guys to write it? Did you guys write it together?
We wrote it that morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
We basically write by sending each other voice memos.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we listen to it before we shoot.
That's she awesome. Sends me voice memos.
I mean, and then
sometimes I have to come out of the closet about how active Steph is in writing these.
That's good though. Yeah, that's good.
I read a lot of it, but the ones with Steph.
How viral does your guys' stuff go? Like,
we've gotten to 100,000 with one of ours.
But his
my stuff has gone to like 10 million. But it's like,
wow,
man, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's my gayer videos.
His gay videos go so viral.
I was last week. I was working at Maker Studios.
Yeah,
I guess Disney owns them now, and they produce like. YouTube stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the amount of production that goes into YouTube videos now is crazy.
Oh, is it leveling up? Well, YouTube's about to become a huge movie studio.
Yeah, well, the show I was working on, they were filming for a week, had $500,000 budget.
That is crazy. Really?
For a YouTube video.
Wow, for a YouTube video.
Jeez.
It's just like some kid being like, hey guys, here's $500,000. I'll talk to you guys later.
It's crazy. So insane. Yeah.
And how often are you guys doing videos together?
Probably once or twice a week, usually. I mean, we go through spells.
Yeah, right now we're in a dry spell.
Yeah.
But we're
we're
coming back.
Whose fault?
Well, something bigger is coming.
It's Brian's fault.
It's my fault, yeah. No, well, we released one yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That one's quite funny, and it's like a combination of like my gay stuff and then Steph's.
Do you guys have your own separate YouTube page together?
No,
it's just all on his
channel.
So he's just hoarding all your views.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I just lead everybody there. I mean, I was trying to explain. You were like, "What's your bio?" And I was like,
I don't know,
"Brian, what do I say?" Is my like. I write sketches on somebody else's YouTube channel. I don't know.
This is the moment.
He's like, yes,
when
you do.
Comes to light.
Brian, we're breaking up. I'm done.
I want my own YouTube channel.
My own.
We
website.
Have our own playlist on my channel.
Yes, that's important. And we're about to like. There's some projects that we might.
Yeah,
be
that
just,
we're
like,
gonna kind of do together. We're working with Cut, which is a company in Seattle, and they have a lot of nonfiction stuff, like 100 Years of Beauty. And we're going to do some sketches with them, and we're both flying up at the end of the month.
And they're amazing, and I just can't wait because
that's awesome.
Cut.com, they're really cool. They've had stuff go to like 24 million. And
jeez.
Yeah.
How many subscribers do you guys have on your page?
60 billion.
Jeez.
I know.
That's bigger than PewDiePie.
Our views should be higher. Well,
that's bigger than PewDiePie.
It's bigger than the world.
Not
how
really. Many do you have? I don't know. 11,000.
That's pretty awesome.
Subscribers.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The subs.
It'll work. I mean, I am on a hit TV show, so I want to get the viewership up.
No, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's play something else.
Yeah.
Why don't you play the one that you started and then you had to stop?
All right.
Wait, don't do that.
No, don't do that one.
Don't do that one yet.
Let's
Which one? Oh, the paying the bill. Well, that one's
much
better.
Yeah, I want that one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Not even close.
Here we go.
I'm like 3
for 7. This is called when neither of you actually wants to pay the bill.
Oh, this one was my favorite one. This is the first one I saw.
Okay, I got the check from the server because I'm going to pay for it
tonight. No, absolutely not. You know what? I'm going to pay for this
one. Let me get it, Steph.
No, let me take care of you. Let me see. How much is this, huh? Great. So that's a lot of money, and I got it.
No.
You know what? I think they charged you extra for that avocado, but I got it.
I got it, okay?
I'm going to get it. Is this your card right there, the red one? There you go.
I got it. I'm going to pay with this card, okay?
Yep.
Hey. Okay. I'm going to get it, okay?
No. Listen. Oh, here. Listen.
We're not splitting it. We're not splitting it. You got it.
You know what? You're going to pay for it, and I'm going to get the tip.
You get the tip, and you got it.
Too late. Oh. I'm going to zip my wallet.
Putting my wallet back in my pocket.
I get the tip. You got it.
It's covered, okay? Somebody got that check.
Yep.
And it's you. You're paying for it.
It's got to be
you. One of us got it, right?
It's great service. One of us got it.
Super awesome.
There's a lot of physical comedy in that.
So do you guys, who do you have, who shoots it? Who edits it? How you get it?
Me, I do all,
You do all the editing?
Yeah.
He's been making movies since he was 8.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I shoot them and I edit them.
What do you shoot on?
Blackmagic pocket camera. Blackmagic makes it, it's so easy to make stuff look like actual TV.
I know, it's insane. It's crazy.
It's, you can just do it. If you,
I thought you were joking when you said the name of that camera for a second.
Blackmagic Pocket
Cinema. Yeah, I was like, come on, tell me the truth. What's it really called?
Yeah, right, yeah.
You have to have the eye, though, because I've shot with people with that same camera.
And it looks like shit, yeah.
Not on art, like anything that I wrote, but I was shocked at the difference.
Yeah, it can happen, definitely.
It's just, it's amazing to me, like, the way, the state of things now where you can actually... People can, anyone can make.
Yeah.
Like it's when I was a kid, if you wanted to make a movie,
you had to buy film.
You had to really want to make a movie.
Right.
And it
you
had to be.
Draw all of the
there had to be.
On a flip book.
Yeah.
And then...
Really. It was insane. The amount of like the money, the time, the.
Yeah. Indie movie. People used to be like in the what? In the 80s or something, you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to make this short film. It's going to be 15 minutes long. We've got a $100,000 budget.
Yeah. I went to film school and I shot, this was 15 years ago, I shot. My thesis film, I wanted to shoot it on film because it was at that time everything was starting
digital
to go
was shit still,
everything
yeah,
was still sort of like high eight some mini DV
awful.
Does that mean and, you have to cut it?
Yeah, you actually, well, you transfer it to video and then you cut it
okay.
on video and then you can transfer it back if you want actual reel of film.
You can
cut.
Though can't you cut?
You can, but it's
that's
insane.
That's not the way to do it. Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. But it was like, it was.
You do that sound effect again. It was pretty.
So yeah, I didn't have to pay for it.
I was back in elementary school watching some videos.
But it was crazy the amount of money it took to make a 15-minute short film. And I had the free equipment from film school. It still cost me $7,000 or $8,000.
Exactly.
Just to shoot 15 minutes.
And didn't
minutes.
You have this feeling like, this should be cheaper.
This should
like,
be, a, this is all so expensive.
And now it's like free. Now you can just do it for, not for free. I mean, you buy the camera. You buy the lens, and then you can just do it. That's
but it's
what
just time.
I have a camera. Oh, and we pick up sound on our iPhones.
Yeah, you pick up sound on your
so
iPhones.
Good, like,
in our, he just puts it in our.
Wait, really? That's
chest?
How you
yeah,
mic
how
your videos?
We mic our videos.
And now with LED lights, like lights are so small, and they don't get hot, and you can move them anywhere. Before you had like these huge like 2Ks, and you're like, you're going to blow in a fuse box.
You can shoot a show. I just shot a 30-minute pilot for $500.
Yeah, it's on insane. His YouTube channel.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Somebody else, I went to a film festival, and they said that there's a big movie called Tangerine. Have you heard of this movie?
Yeah, that's a.
Well, and somebody said
a,
it was
an
shot
amazing
on an
film,
iPhone.
But yeah, it's a. That's a. That's like a.
Is that bullshit? Tell me the real shit. Tell me. Let's let it all
I
out.
Hear it's, I haven't seen it. I hear it's an amazing movie, but I also think that that movie did have a budget. It sort of is like masquerading as
right,
as not
right,
having a budget,
right.
But there was actually quite.
That's how they're generating
like
buzz about it. But it's just like it's almost too easy now. I think it forces some people to not really
to phone it in.
Not
but
to phone
a,
in,
that's
but
that's what
like,
I like about what they're doing.
That's what like when you see quality work yeah. done at this yeah. level, you're like, okay, these
well,
people.
Well, like it's written, it's thought
yeah.
out, and it's also acted well, and it's clever, and it's the cool thing is you're like riding a wave of the attention span right now.
Yes,
it's like nobody has right. like more than 2-3 minutes.
No. Yeah, I remember like, I would watch everybody's shit, and I'd be like, this is too long. This is too long.
Yeah, 3 minutes is might
as well. If something says 2 minutes, I won't click on it. I'm like, I don't have 2 fucking minutes.
No, I watched the end. I'm like, is this?
It's got to be 58 seconds.
Exactly. exactly. If it's under a minute,
yeah,
you're
it's
like,
under a minute. I can give it this much. I'll give it 30 seconds, but I'm not clicking on it unless it's 58 seconds.
That's like the magic of all of ours are, I think, under a minute or maybe.
No, maybe a minute and 15.
Yeah,
sometimes.
At the most.
Yeah.
But we're speaking so fast. We're like, we're not going to let you get ahead of this joke.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, that's good, though. I mean, that's like, I think that's like the new wave right now. Like, shorts are such a big part of film festivals now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
We should submit our shorts to a film.
Yeah. Why do you not?
I'm sure we will.
They're like, they're just too short, guys.
I know.
Yeah, they're like, these aren't shorts. These are micro
These are micro shorts?
These are vines, guys.
Well, let's play the one that you were just doing. I love the one about the signs, because...
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't want to give it away, but there's you, Stephanie. You especially do these little expressions in your voice, and
yeah, this is some of Steph's so greatest perfect. Work. But there's something very there's some Steph about this guy.
So if you don't laugh,
no, but
it's
this you can hear this one.
Comedy.
This one is good. Words.
You can hear the physical comedy.
Yeah,
the movement, the wrestling.
I'm really good at guessing signs. You're such a Capricorn, aren't you?
No.
You're a Virgo?
No.
Yeah, you know, you're definitely not a Virgo. You're definitely a sign, though. You're definitely like one of the signs. Are you a Scorpion?
Scorpio.
Scorpio?
No.
Pisces?
No.
Gemini?
No.
Sagittarius?
No.
Gregarious?
Gregarious?
Aquarius?
No.
Precarious?
What?
Yeah, what's your birthday?
You want me to tell you my birthday?
No, don't tell me your birthday. What's your birthday?
July 10th.
Don't tell me your birthday. Oh, July. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Oh, okay. You're a Leo.
No.
What are you?
I'm a
don't tell me what you are. What is it?
I'm a Cancer.
Cancer. God. I knew you were a Cancer, like, when we started talking about this, because Cancers are always like, I'm not that. No, I'm not that. I'm not any other horoscope. I'm a Cancer. So, I'm really excited for you.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo. Sometimes a Sagittarius. When Mercury's in retrograde, though, it's like, what am I, a Leo? Am I a Libra?
Mercury is, like, literally always in retrograde.
Well, there's a day where it's not, but then primarily it just moves backwards. Like Venus does it, too.
Wait, so what do you mean that you're sometimes a Sagittarius or... What does that mean, sometimes? When's your birthday?
September 27th.
So what sign does that make you?
I don't know. I don't know when the cutoff dates are.
Yes. It's good. The crowd's giving you an applause. No, really, though. I mean, there's so many
turn off the sound. How long are your sound clips?
Keep them laughing.
My God.
It's a minute and 15 minutes.
It's a minute and 15
minutes.
Yeah.
16
No, but the way you guys play off each other. And, like, the Mercury is in retrograde line.
Which it was, like, 2 weeks ago.
It's literally always in retrograde.
It's always. Don't make commitments. Always in a horoscope. Don't make commitments during that time.
People will tell me, like, oh, I saw your sign sketch. It's so funny. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they're like, what is your sign? And I'm like, you're seriously feeding me with more jokes. Like, what is your sign, though? Like, really? Because, I can
what
sense
is it?
It. I'm a Virgo.
For reals?
Oh, okay. I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer.
Aww.
You guys.
We get a room,
you two. You don't get
July
10th.
July 10th?
Get along
June 28th.
June 28th. There you go.
So I'm a Cancer rising? Is that?
Sure.
A rising
sure,
Cancer.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I'm Capricorn.
It literally
Capricorns
means
are just
nothing.
Stubborn.
It literally means nothing.
It means we're very sensitive, but we have a hard outer shell.
That's you too.
Is that what it
every
is?
Because
that's
sign.
Actually pretty accurate for me.
No,
that's supposedly what it
sign.
Is. You're supposed
that's
to be
that's
very,
every side. Really,
you're very sensitive.
They all share.
Yeah.
Let me guess.
But you put
artistic?
Up a wall. You put
yeah,
up a wall.
That's what human beings
you're good
are.
With business.
On the inside of the heart outer shell. That's true.
That goes for Sagittarius. That goes for Aquarius.
Except
that
for
goes
Leos.
For
they're just assholes.
Aquarium.
Be nice.
Aquarium.
For Taurus.
It goes with all the four Tauruses.
I like that you said gregarious. You're like, you're
gregarious?
Gregarious.
She has no clue what she's talking about.
No, that was awesome. It was awesome.
It's so just that those people that talk about yourself.
No, but it's so
you're
true.
Like, you're making this up. You're making this up.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, you're interested for the first like 3 seconds, and then you're like, this is a plane going down in flames.
Well, because if they talk long enough about it, it just all becomes the same thing.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like all the first, like the lead sentence is like, oh, okay, that's interesting. That does, oh, and then now it's exactly
right,
the same.
Right.
It's the same as everything else.
My friend sent me this like huge book about like what my north node sign is. And like, I'm actually a Pisces. And like, I read it and I feel so bad. I just like, I read the first two sentences.
They came out with that study where like, I guess because the calendar shifted because the original
Oh, they were like, all your signs are different now.
Yeah, everything shifted one because the calendar was originally set up years ago and not taking into account for that you, I guess we lose a second every day or something like that. Right. And then after so many times, it's actually a different month than it is now.
They're like, we don't know how we didn't mention this to you guys.
Sorry. But they don't take into account we're just on a floating rock in the middle of a vast nothingness that just goes around and around.
Right.
Doesn't matter when you were born around the sun. Doesn't.
Well, and like people make plans so based on their horoscopes. Like they
oh,
do.
Yeah, with money and buying. Yeah, like,
they do.
Like, oh, I'm not supposed to
invest. But all those people are poor anyway.
Yeah. All the people who follow horoscopes have no money.
Just like all those people at the manifesting workshops. You're like, how's that going for
you? My vision board.
Well, I always think about the guy into that secret. You know the secret, right? Right?
Yeah,
the guy who did the secret
I'm very into
killed
that.
Like yes, six people and like
oh,
some
no.
steam inhalation thing. Like,
what?
Did you see that one coming, buddy? You know, it's no. like, did you attract that one?
Like the Atkins guy dying of a heart attack.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, that happened.
Oh, wow. Jeez, there's a sketch in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking when they were talking about Halloween stuff that we should do a Halloween sketch. We have to work on that.
Oh, you totally should do a Halloween sketch.
What's the pitch?
I don't know yet.
Do it.
I'll text you.
Don't give it away here.
Something about costumes.
Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you this: like, what? How from beginning to end? What? How long is the process? 3 hours? Okay, 2 hours?
3 hours? Yeah. No, maybe 3 hours. Yeah.
Shooting it? No.
No. Like from like inception to.
Well,
finish.
We'll come up with it whenever, and then we go. Yeah. Okay. We got to shoot a sketch. What do we have? What have we been thinking of? And we go. Oh, let's do the national holidays one that we had planned.
Right, and then we'll just do it. And sometimes
so then we
it'll
just meet
take
up
an hour.
And do it. Yeah. So yeah, sometimes it's about 2 to 3 hours.
I think
hours.
You should do more. I think you should commit to once a week.
I know.
Once a week, make it a thing.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm booked right now.
Yeah.
Literally.
My next week's really booked. Yeah. Maybe in 6 months.
I have like 4 videos on my YouTube channel because that like I got so bored of like waiting for Brian.
Brian, get off your head.
But one of them went viral. She made Shakira as your Uber driver.
I saw that.
What is what
did you send us that?
No.
Why not?
What is viral? Like, what? How many views is viral?
Well, it just, to me, it means...
100,000?
Like, well, that, yes, that. That's viral.
50,000?
But I would, when I say her video went viral, I mean, it went beyond our group of, it went well beyond anybody she knows.
Okay.
People are sharing it just for the sake of sharing it.
Right.
I think it's like at 500,000 or 600,000.
It's technically
right
viral.
Yeah, that's like...
Yeah, but what your video, I woke up one morning and I saw that it had 30,000 views on Facebook, and I go, well, that's well beyond people she knows, and to me, that's
amazing. It's just exposure beyond what you can conceive at the time.
You know what's really crazy? It's like the BuzzFeed videos. I mean, they are just constantly on
that's
my
the
feed.
Power of a big
right.
company.
Those people are all non-union actors,
yeah,
which I just figured out. And that like, but they're being seen like
everywhere. They're all captive slaves.
Yeah. I
well, it's also like the people at the Maker Studio, the people doing the YouTube. I mean, it's all non-union stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's fascinating to me like how viral those go and how famous those people. I mean, I guess that's with everything like YouTube.
You're totally chewing super quietly on the air. You were like,
no, it's totally.
He's hungry. No.
Well, let's play. You got another video, right? That you sent us, I think.
Yeah, it's one of his really funny like gay videos.
The first one, Gay Age Gap one.
No, it's the Gay Age Gap. Yeah. Because it's very verbal.
And let's see Eddie while you play that one. See if you can search for Stephanie's.
Oh God!
Shakira,
yeah, okay.
Play well.
Yeah, that you could. You'd
do
love
it.
Good morning.
Morning.
How'd you sleep?
Good.
It's funny because I was. You were making like this crazy noise, like psh, psh. It was like God. It made me think of you know, Jenna Rollins in A Woman Under the Influence.
Who's Jenna Rollins?
Jenna Rollins. She was this. She's still alive. She's this amazing actress, like from the 60s, 70s, 80s, or. She worked with her husband, John Cassavetes. She's Cassavetes' wife.
Who is that?
He was an actor, and he's also an amazing director. He plays Mia Farrow's husband in Rosemary's Baby.
What's Rosemary's Baby?
By Roman Polanski? Do you know? Well, Cassavetes was also a director. He directed Woman Under the Influence with his wife, Jenna Rollins, who you should know. But, like, he was, like, the 70s, you know, like, in the time of, like, Martin Scorsese and Paul Schrader and, you know, John Waters. Like, this is groundbreaking, you know.
Who is John Waters?
Who's John Waters?
Yeah.
Who's John... Do you know who John Waters is?
No.
Okay, there... Oh my God, Brian, you have to know this stuff. You have to know this as a gay man. Do you not... Do you know anything?
Well, no, it's just a generational gap. Like, you don't know my stuff. Like, Twitter, Instagram, the web, cars, lamp.
Lamps? Yeah, I have. We had lamps when I was little.
The internet.
We had car. No, what's the internet? Could you explain the internet to me?
I can't. It's too different. Refrigerator is something you don't know. Just because we're born different times.
Oh my god, get the fuck out of here.
I don't want us to literally be in a fight right now. So I'm gonna go, okay?
Me neither.
But I'll come back tonight and we'll have sex.
Of course!
Very nice, very nice.
So how did you come up with that? You were just...
Me and my friend Sam Pancake wanted to... Me and Sam Pancake wanted to make a video together, and he's somewhat older than me, and he was dating a younger guy, and he was like, we should make a video about that. And I was like, oh, I'm dating a younger guy right now, too, and I agree that it's very different. I didn't have any cultural problems with the younger guy I was dating. I was just like, your skin is so much better than my skin. Those 7 years, it's like... It's like my features are in the similar place as his, because it's not until you're like in your 40s or 50s that your face starts to sort of come down. But like his skin is, he's 21 and his skin is so fucking flawed.
It's immaculate.
So that's not what that video was about, but it is something that just got triggered inside.
Back to you, Stephanie.
When you're 40, your skin starts sinking.
Your face starts to sort of reposition.
You're like, Eddie, you were like,
well, she just gave me the gave my, she just walked by and gave me the finger.
Well, before we cut to Stephanie's video, how can people find you guys?
So youtube.com/BrianJordanAlvarez, spelled BrianJordanAlvarez, as yep. in zebra.
That's word. It. Stephanie's like, I gotta get my own website.
No, I love it. Find me there. You're I'm like, all over it. That's my,
Stephanie
that's...
Koenig, you can IMDb her.
Yeah, IMDb me. That's what I say on my dates.
Posters of her pictures on your wall.
IMDb me. Yeah.
Do it.
Is the rape room credit on her IMDb?
Should
yeah.
be. She's like, it should be.
That's the first.
It says uncredited.
No. You and Bob.
Uncredited?
Uncredited. Here we go. Shakira's Uber driver.
Oh, this is Shakira's your Uber driver, yeah. Whatever. I'll be your Uber driver. I'll be here and I'll pick you up there. I love my new career. Whatever. How has your ride been so far? La 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 la. Roll down the window. Driving strangers. That is what I get paid for. Do you know the place where you guys are headed? Driving turns me on. Do you know where? Underneath my hood, there's an engine roaring. Oh, baby, when I drive like that, it makes Shakira go mad. I scratched my bumper, gotta take it to the auto body. I'm on tonight and I'm driving hipsters to and from the bars.
That's awesome. And you know what? I don't know if anybody said this, but you got a voice on you. You should be singing.
You got some pipes.
I used some pipes. To sing. No, no, no. Now you, I do it for fun.
You sing.
Well, she did musical theater. Did you not hear
yeah,
the beginning?
I heard that. But I've been watching these videos, and I was like, dude, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
She should be singing more.
Yeah, but that's you're what like, I do when Brian is... Yeah. When I'm not acting, I am singing in my car and going nuts. Sometimes I'll, like, send those videos that I do to Brian, and I'm like, hey, pick me up from the insane asylum.
I remember she didn't want to share. You were like, should I share the Shakira video? And I was like, put that online. And
then yeah. You had all her little Shakira-isms.
Totally. She's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awesome. It was really...
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Stephanie and Brian, you guys have been such awesome guests.
You guys are awesome.
We look forward to it. Now, we have you guys back. So we're going to bring you back.
Great.
Okay, great.
Not for about a year, maybe in 6 months.
You need to when wait for us to get stars. Undeniably successful.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, I'm sorry, I don't do the radio shows anymore.
Yeah, like I'm not cusping anymore.
And wait, I'm like, who? I'm sorry, who are you?
Who are you?
I don't remember you.
So one more time, we can Google. Would that be the best way to find both of you guys to go to YouTube channel or just YouTube.com/?
YouTube.com/BrianJordanAlvarez.
Brian Jordan Alvarez.
You will find the treasure trove.
Right. And I think if you write Stephanie Koenig, Shakira, you'll find Shakira.
You will.
Isn't there no one else doing Shakira?
Right, you guys are a talented group. Thank we you. Hope to see more.
Yes.
On behalf of Eddie and I, we'll see you guys next week.